November 20, 1926, how all the divine attributes take on the office of forming the new little sea of their qualities in the soul. How everyone has emotion. I was doing my round in the creation according to my usual way, in order to follow the acts of the divine will in it. But while I was doing this, my always lovable Jesus, letting me hear his most sweet voice in each created thing, told me, "Who is calling my love?" So that either my love may descend into her, or hers may ascend into mine, to be fused together, to form one single love, and to give my love the field of action in order to make arise in the soul the new little sea of her love. My love triumphs and celebrates, because it is given its outlet in its field of action. As I moved into the sun, into the heavens, into the sea, I heard his voice saying, "Who is calling my eternal light? My infinite sweetness, my incomparable beauty, my unshakable firmness, my immensity, in order to court them and give them the field of action to make arise in the creature as many seas of light, of sweetness, of beauty, of firmness, and still more, to give them the contentment not to remain idle, but to use the littleness of the creature in order to enclose all of their qualities in her? Who is it, then? Ah! It is the little daughter of our will." Then, after I heard him say, in each created thing, "Who is calling me?" My sweet Jesus came out from within my interior, and clasping me all to himself, told me, "My daughter, as you go around in my will, to follow it in each created thing, all of my attributes hear your call and enter the field to form each one the little sea of its quality." Oh! How they triumph in seeing themselves active, able to form each one its own little sea. But their highest pleasure and delight increases in being able to form in the creature their seas of love, of light, of beauty, of tenderness, of power, and still more. My wisdom acts as a talented architect and with marvelous ingenuity, in placing its immense and infinite qualities in her littleness. Oh! How the soul who lives in my will harmonizes with my attributes. Each one of them takes on its office in order to establish its divine quality. If you knew the great good that comes to you from following my will in all of its acts, and the crafting it performs in you, you too would feel the joy of a continuous feast. Then, after this, I continued to follow the creation, and I could see that eternal motion that never stops, flowing everywhere. And I thought to myself, how can I follow the supreme volition in everything, if it runs so rapidly in all things? I do not have its virtue, nor its rapidity. Therefore I have to remain behind, unable to follow its eternal murmuring in everything. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, "My daughter, all things have a continuous motion, because they came out of a supreme being who contains emotion full of life. Therefore, as a consequence, all things which came from God were to contain a vital motion that never ceases. If it ceases, it means that life ceases. See, you yourself have a murmuring, a continuous motion in your interior. Even more, the divinity, in creating the creature, gave him the likeness of the three divine persons. It placed in him three motions which were to murmur continuously, to unite with that continuous motion and murmuring of love of the Creator. And these are, the motion of the beating of the heart which never ceases, the circulation of the blood which always flows without ever ceasing, the breathing of the breath which never stops. This, in the body. In the soul there are three more motions which murmur continuously, the intellect, the memory and the will. Therefore, everything is in keeping your motion bound to the motion of your Creator, in order to murmur together with His eternal motion. In this way, you will follow my will in its motion which never stops, in its acts which never cease, and you will make your motion return into the womb of your Creator, who awaits with so much love the return of His works, of His love, and of His murmuring. In creating the creatures, the divinity acts like a father who sends his children, for their good, one to a town, one to a field, one to cross the sea, some to a place nearby, and some far away, giving to each one a task to fulfill. But as he sends them away, he anxiously awaits their return. He is always on the lookout to see if they are coming back. If he speaks, he speaks about his children. If he loves, his love runs toward his children. His thoughts fly to his children. Poor father, he feels crucified because he has sent his children far away from him, and he longs for their return, more than for his own life. And if, may this never be, he does not see all of them, or part of them, come back, he is inconsolable. He weeps and utters moans and cries of sorrow, such as to snatch tears from the hardest. And only then is he content, when he sees them return into his paternal womb, to clasp them to his breast that burns with love for his children. Oh! How our celestial Father, more than a father, sighs, burns, raves for his children, because he delivered them from his womb, and awaits their return in order to enjoy them in his loving arms. The kingdom of the Supreme Fiat is exactly this, the return of our children into our paternal arms. This is why we long for it so much. Then, afterwards, I felt all immersed in the adorable will of God, and I thought to myself of the great good if everyone knew and fulfilled this fiat so holy, and the great contentment they would give to our celestial Father. And my sweet Jesus, continuing to speak, added, "My daughter, in creating the creature, as we were forming him with our creative hands, we felt a joy, a contentment come out of our womb, because he was to serve to maintain our amusement on the face of the earth, and our continuous feast. So, as we formed his feet, we thought that they were to serve our kisses, because they were to enclose our steps and be our means of encounter, to amuse ourselves together. As we formed his hands, we thought that they were to serve our kisses and embraces, because we were to see in him the repeater of our works. As we formed his mouth, his heart, which were to serve the echo of our word and of our love, and as we infused life in him with our breath, in seeing that that life had come from us, it was a life completely ours, we clasped him to our womb and kissed him, as confirmation of our work and of our love. And so that he might maintain himself whole in our steps, in our works, in the echo of our word and love, and of the life of our image impressed in him, we gave him our divine will as inheritance, that it might preserve him just as we had delivered him, to be able to continue our amusements, our affectionate kisses, our sweet conversations with the work of our hands. When we see our will in the creature, we see our steps, our works, our love, our words, our memory and intellect in her, because we know that our Supreme will let nothing enter which is not ours. Therefore, being our own, we gave her everything, kisses, caresses, favors, love, tenderness more than paternal, nor do we feel like keeping even one step of distance from her. More so, since even the slightest distances cannot form the continuous amusements, nor exchange kisses, nor share the most intimate and secret joys. On the other hand, in a soul in whom we do not see our will, we cannot amuse ourselves, because we see nothing that belongs to us. Such a disharmony, such a dissimilarity of steps, of works, of words, of love can be felt in her, that she herself places herself at a distance from her Creator. And wherever we see that the powerful magnet of our will is not present, which makes us almost forget about the infinite distance that exists between the Creator and the creature, we disdain to amuse ourselves with her, and to fill her with our kisses and favors. So, by withdrawing from our will, man interrupted our amusements and destroyed the designs we had in forming the creation. And only by the reigning of our Supreme Fiat, by the establishment of its kingdom, will our designs be realized and our amusements restored on the face of the earth?